My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get a $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be.
Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep, and when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience, because Purple mattresses are made with a GelFlex grid. The GelFlex grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips, and support in others, like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the GelFlex grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines GelFlex grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off.
Explaining football to the friend who's just there for the nachos? Hard. Tailgating from home like a pro with snacks and drinks everyone will love? An easy win. And with Instacart helping deliver the snack time MVPs to your door, you're ready for the game in as fast as 30 minutes. So you never miss a play or lose your seat on the couch or have to go head-to-head for the last chicken wing. Shop game day faves on Instacart and enjoy $0 delivery fees on your first three grocery orders. Offer valid for a limited time. Other fees and terms apply.
Gerard Mayo on this show yesterday on a Monday with Mayo. Mayo Monday. And he is acknowledging that this team had at least had an issue on Sunday when it came to putting the ball in the air, Wiggy. And I would assume that in advance of Thursday night, that is one of the issues that he has identified and that they will try to fix. I know that there was a brief reference last night on the Manning cast by Bill Belichick to the clock management failures of the New England Patriots in that game on Sunday. Curtis,
I thought he wasn't allowed to talk because of the non-NDA that he signed.
I guess he is. But
I missed it. He did good though. I love Bill on the Manning cast. I don't like the Manning cast. But when Bill's on and just like his interaction. Because Bill's very, he got no problem. He talks a lot on it and breaks down plays. And afterwards, and Peyton asked him, one of the receivers, McLeod, he catches a ball, gets up, he points in the guy's face, he hits him in the face and gets, a 15-yard penalty. And Manning, Peyton goes, Bill, what would you have done with that guy when you were coaching? So it's kind of interesting to see him kind of get in and break down the play and that kind of stuff.
He was funny last night, too. He was talking about Arthur Blank and talking about, that Super Bowl and him being on the sidelines. I don't know. It's a different Bill than... A
couple errant shots at the front office of the Atlanta Falcons, which chose not to hire him. So
and took some shots at the Atlanta Falcons in their inability to get to the quarterback and basically said that was the problem that hurt them last year.
I thought Bill ignored the noise. I don't understand this.
And Bill's doing his best now to kind of get his.
Who is more overexposed, the Mannings or Bill right now?
I think Bill is at risk, I guess, of doing too much, but people really enjoy it, at least so far.
He was on the Manning cast week one. It was the lowest rated Manning cast they'd had in 5 years.
Yeah, but I understand that. I have zero interest in watching that.
Yeah, the Manning cast.
But it's related to all the other Manning casts. So it's judged against the exact same thing that it was last year.
I mean, I don't know. He seems pretty cool on the inside the NFL, how their ratings doing. I feel like he's everywhere. It doesn't bother me because isn't anybody in his position everywhere? Pat McAfee's everywhere.
Oh, I mean, Pat McAfee has made College Game Day 10 times better. He is a key to success, I think.
Right.
So, I mean, he's everywhere, but I think he should be everywhere.
Right, but
I think Bill should be everywhere.
Yeah, now what you do when you're trying to get to that world is be everywhere. I just like the fact that, you get a little criticism from him and you start to see some of the side of like what was cool about him, or like people get to see like his genius on how he
week
caused
one
defense.
Of the Manning cast was a 43% decrease from week one of the 2023 season, and just for the for just the numbers.
But I think it's the Manning one, cast though.
Wiggy, are you not listening to me?
Right, but
it's the Manning cast last year versus the Manning cast this year.
Right, I think the Manning cast in general would have went down regardless who was on.
It's not all about Bill Curtis.
Yeah. Like,
no, but I'm expressing, he keeps saying it's the Manning cast. The Manning cast, it's related to all the Manning cast, the exact same thing.
Right, I bet you that the Manning cast would be down regardless of Bill. I think people are getting, the Manning cast itself, no one likes it because you got Peyton and Eli in two different places. It's so annoying.
They were in two different places last year.
Right, and I think people are getting tired of that, Curtis.
Can we stop? Like, the pandemic is over.
Right.
Can we stop with the virtual, the virtual press conferences, the virtual people in different places? Like,
it's especially when you have that, right? When people, when you are promoting an alternative way of watching the game, and you want to see Peyton and Eli, you know, their banter back and forth, but they're in two different places. You know how difficult it is.
But when that started, when that show started, when the Manning cast began, we were clamoring for any type of content. So that's why it was so popular when it first did. It's, you're right. They need to evolve with how times have gone back to normal.
And I think a lot of people would be like, all right, I like the show, but let's get them to, at least them two in the same place.
Hey, Curtis, you see that 508 text? Who's more overexposed, the Mannings or Bill Belichick? The answer is Jason Kelce.
Right.
That is true.
Right. And he's everywhere. But it's about getting – the reason why I don't like it is they're separate. But I think Bill does a good job there. And when you start to see what Bill's doing, I think this is for him to show that, hey, I can kind of be relatable. I can kind of have a personality. And for owners to look and say, you know – oh, he has that because the football side of it, because he does a lot of X's and O's on the Manning cast.
Like, at this point, there's no owner who doesn't know the positives and the negatives of Bill Belichick.
Yes.
Yeah, like, get out of here with that.
But I think the negative of, like, Bill can't relate
to young players.
Yeah, I think that's starting to go away because of Bill being everywhere and having fun and them busting his balls on Inside the NFL.
There's just not a lot of room for guys of his age when it comes to coaching in the NFL anymore. It's just not.
And if look,
the tide has turned.
Yeah,
clearly.
It has. I agree with you on that.
I mean, you even, like, look at the way Gerard Mayo yesterday answered about Okorafor. Like, he's basically like, I called him to make sure that he was okay as a man. And
yeah.
I'm not sure what's going on. He might have left or, you know, whatever.
Bill would have never I only focus on the guys that are here.
Yeah, the guys that are here are all that matter. That was the way Bill was at it. Yeah.
And if owners believe that the Bill Belichick you're seeing on social media or inside the NFL or the Manning cast is the coach that you're going to get, then you're an idiot. Like, Bill Belichick is not going to be this happy-go-lucky, you know, different coach if he's put back in that position. So I just don't think that you're going to get something completely different.
No, but I think
if you were to hire him.
But I think what he's doing is a small portion of it is part of the owners, but I think it's more of like players who watch who are in the world of playing right now, like people who watch Monday Night Football. If you're not playing, guys watch it. So as a former player, you just want to watch the game that's on. And I think people that might be, you know, who play for, let's say, the Cowboys who are sitting there, Micah Parsons, go, oh, man, I would love to play for Bill.
Yeah, but don't you think once they actually played for Bill, it would be a different experience?
No, I don't think it would be an issue right away. I think after a while, if you're not winning,
you tune him out.
It becomes an issue. But I think him coming in and changing the culture right away, I think teams that are trying to win will embrace that. And especially if it's working. And if it's, you know, after a while, if it's not working, I think some of the younger players or the current players will tune them out. But you don't think Micah Parsons would love to be coached by Bill Belichick?
Who
coached Lawrence Taylor? Like, you don't think he's like, oh, man, he would use me in so many different ways.
I agree, Wiggy, but I don't think Micah Parsons thinks about Lawrence Taylor.
No, I'm saying if Bill became the head coach.
Yeah, but don't you think Micah Parsons would rather be coached by someone like D'Amico Ryans? A guy who played and is young and energetic and also a good coach?
No, I think that if you were to ask a Micah Parsons and if you were to say, hey, you have the opportunity to be coached by Bill Belichick or D'Amico Ryans, I think he would lean towards Bill because of the comparison to LT that they make about him, and to say, oh, I could actually be coached by the guy who coached LT?
Yeah. I mean, you hear it with regard to, or at least you heard it after week one, with regard to Jerod Mayo, where everybody was saying, wow, these guys really want to play for Jerod Mayo. The end result is all that matters, whether you're Mike McDaniel or Jerod Mayo or anybody else.
Right.
You gotta win eventually.
And right. Bill did what he did and was the most successful coach in modern American team sports for two decades, all with not the warm and cuddly persona, and nobody cared because he was results driven and he had the best results in all of football. Like, that's, we talk about it. It's the other side for me, where it's, there hasn't been this massive drop off in his absence. There are other ways you can win.
Mm-hmm.
But if I'm the Philadelphia Eagles and I see our crying kind of weird Sirianni on the sideline, I say, if Bill Belichick walked in there with Saquon Barkley and Jalen Hurts and those receivers and that defense and all of that, like, I think he would capture their attention immediately.
Right. Yeah. See, that's the biggest thing. I think when you're looking at potentially next year and you're looking at teams like Philly, let's say a Dallas, let's say a Buffalo, that has a good group of core veterans that want to win a championship, and let's say the owner said to them, hey, I'm going to take a poll. You can have Bill Belichick coach you or, you know, Bobby Slowick.
Shime, earmuffs.
I think most guys would welcome that because
they're on the offensive side of the ball, they're going to want Bobby Slowick.
Right, but I think most of those guys would welcome that because of what Bill did in New England, and they only see the success in New England. So they would be like, Josh Allen would be like, well, damn, he helped New England win championships. Yeah. I would love Bill to coach me.
It's great to have a guy like Mike McDaniel, mm-hmm, who's kissing Tua on the forehead or whatever, and or a guy like Jerod Mayo who, you know, made Jacoby Brissett cry for the first time when he told him that he was going to go out and win a game. That's great as a player until you're not winning the Super Bowl.
Right.
And then eventually, you know, that comes due.
But I would look at the coaches that have won the Super Bowls. It's Andy Reid, not a disciplinarian, offensive mind, warm and cuddly. It's McVay.
Mm-hmm.
It's Bruce Arians. It's, you know, it's not exactly.
Bruce Arians is a little bit of a hot ass.
A little bit,
not crazy.
I mean, okay, but he's not. I mean, he wouldn't be confused for like Parcells.
Well,
or
but
Belichick.
I think you'd have to take Bruce out of the equation because he had Brady. So.
Yeah, it was more a Brady coach team than anything else.
Okay,
yeah.
So 2017 non-Brady Bill. That's the
Doug
guy.
Doug Peterson.
Okay. Then it's Kubiak, I think, with the Broncos.
Correct.
Yep.
Not. I mean, show me the guy that is a disciplinarian on that list.
They're all like
2013 was Pete Carroll. 2012 was John Harbaugh.
They're all
2011
friendly.
Was Coughlin. Probably 11. That was Coughlin. That was the last one.
You're probably right because most of those guys are like more along the lines of not the hot ass. We use military sense, you know, we use that word just because Bill such a big military guy, but you know, no one was, Curtis is right, no one's really like a hot ass drill sergeant type of coach.
A lot of the things that Bill did and the way he acted worked for a reason.
Mm-hmm.
It's like, you know, first thing out of Jerod Mayo's mouth yesterday, what was it? We're on to the Jets. That worked.
Yeah, it worked for the 20 years he was here, and then it didn't, and now it doesn't necessarily work as well nowadays.
Why is Jerod Mayo adopting the same strategy after a loss?
Saying that we're looking to the Jets? That's what literally every coach in football has done forever.
Jerod Mayo said about five words yesterday on this show.
Yeah.
He said 500 the week before.
Yeah.
Like, let's be honest.
I mean, he said more than five words, Greg.
I think that it was all, oh, I'm going to do it my way in the beginning, but then he's realizing why Bill said so little.
It was a page out of Bill's book with more personality.
Yeah. No, it's because he lost the game. Like, there's only so much you can say about a loss.
I think you can say a lot more during a loss.
I mean, he said it decent amount. He literally confirmed Greg. He's like, yeah, we need to push the ball down the field. Yeah, we need to get our offensive, we need to get our passing game going. Like, he didn't say, he didn't sit up here and snort and say nothing.
We're basically going to be a run-only football team, and then we have something, you know, a little something we can throw at him.
Well, they were. They ran 30 times for 180 yards.
Yeah.
Well, and they didn't win the game. And they couldn't, because they couldn't throw the football.
Right,
well, that's not why they lost.
Right. Oh, why did they lose?
Because they had an awful miscommunication on a 60-yard touchdown.
My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get a $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be, to be.
Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep. And when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience because Purple mattresses are made with a GelFlex grid. The GelFlex grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips and support in others like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the GelFlex grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines GelFlex grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off.
Explaining football to the friend who's just there for the nachos? Hard. Tailgating from home like a pro with snacks and drinks everyone will love? An easy win. And with Instacart helping deliver the snack time MVPs to your door, you're ready for the game in as fast as 30 minutes. So you never miss a play or lose your seat on the couch or have to go head-to-head for the last chicken wing. Shop game day faves on Instacart and enjoy $0 delivery fees on your first three grocery orders. Offer valid for a limited time. Other fees and terms apply.
Down pass to...
And they had a field goal blocked.
Right.
And they couldn't score when they had two possessions to win the game. That's not necessarily because you couldn't throw the football. You just could your offense couldn't execute.
And actually, it was an attempt to pass the ball in a play that you should have run it that cost you the game.
Yes, they could not pass the football on third down, and Jacoby Brissett, rather than throw the ball away, took the sack, and their kicker ended up at the 48 instead of the 39.
Right. Yeah, well, isn't that a play calling thing then? Should you have just run the football?
Yes. Huh?
Shouldn't you have just run the football, though?
Yes,
is that a play-calling thing?
They should have.
So it's not a passing thing. It's a play-calling thing.
No, but it is a pass. When they lose games, we're going to say the reason why they lost the football game is because of their inability to throw the football. The majority of the time. When they lose games this year, that's going to be the conversation. It's not going to be, you know, every now and then it might be like, oh, their defense didn't show up or they didn't run the ball well. But the majority of the time, if they lose games, we're going to be... It's their inability to throw the football. And on Sunday was a reason why they lost the football game. Their inability to throw the football, which would lead to them picking up third downs or lead to them maybe scoring more points.
Yeah, but like, I don't think that's the primary reason they lost that game.
I'm not.
Sean, you've told me for like 3 years that you can't win football games in the NFL now by purely running the football. Or by defense. Like, you basically call the two of them insignificant.
We have Bill Belichick talking about the poor clock management, if you want to hear it.
Let's get to it coming up.
Okay.
Okay? Because we're a little bit behind.
Yeah, and you can't win Super Bowls like that, Greg.
Oh, no,
but
Super
like,
Bowls.
You
right.
can
okay,
win
yeah,
games
that's
like that.
You always go to. Okay.
What? I mean, the Steelers are winning games.
How many
they're
games
doing
do
exactly
win?
That.
How many do you win?
I could say maybe 8 or 9 games.
Yeah. I mean,
you can win 10 games doing that.
How many games did Bill win last year with this great mindset of how to coach?
He only won 4 games.
Okay.
And that was because your inability to throw the football. Yeah. That's what it's always going to come back down to.
You might be able to throw the ball if you talk to the quarterback. Just an idea.
Let's get to Courtney and to what is trending.
Jones and Keefe, weekdays 10 to 2.
Now, here's what's trending on WEEI.
Trending now brought to you by Subaru of New England. The Eagles fall to the Falcons in Monday Night Football. Elsewhere in the league, the Carolina Panthers have benched Bryce Young after an 0-2 start. Here at home, Juwan Bentley's injury much worse than we originally thought. He suffered a torn pectoral in the Pats Sunday loss. According to Ian Rappaport, he is out for the season. The Red Sox are back in action tonight. 6:50 first pitch against the Rays with Nick Pivetta getting the start. You can hang out with Coop at 5:50 for the MassMutual pregame show. Then Will Fleming and Joe Castiglione have the call on the Shaw's and Star Market WEEI Red Sox Radio Network right here on EEI and as always on the Odyssey app. Major League Baseball is looking into Alex Cora's comments suggesting the Red Sox threw at Aaron Judge on purpose. The league was reviewing the situation. No decision was reached as of last night.
Oh, not throwing at a guy.
Oh, no.
Not chin music. How dare they?
The Subaru of New England all-wheel drive away is going on now. Find your authorized Subaru retailer at SubaruofNewEngland.com. That's what's trending. Here's Curtis with your weather.
Greg's List, number one genre, chin music. 65 degrees, sunny skies, afternoon high 81.
My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be, to be.
Why does this room look amazing? What'd you change?
Oh, I just got these custom shades from Blinds.com. It's all online, so it's really easy. Great price, too.
Ugh, I remember shopping for Blinds. I waited around all day just to get a quote.
Hi, sorry I'm late. I know you said just the bedroom, but what do you feel about the
bathroom?
Like
I had to say yes, just to get rid of her.
All right, just go ahead and sign here and we'll get everything taken care of.
It took forever, and the worst part, hidden fees. How about you?
I chatted with my Blinds.com design consultant on my time, got free samples, and it was all super high quality at a great price. Plus, they make it easy to DIY or add installation like I did.
Blinds.com sounds way better.
Way better. And everything comes with their 100% satisfaction guarantee. Plus, check this out. I can control them from my phone.
Whoa, magic.
There's a better way. Shop Blinds.com for up to 40% off. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Recovery from addiction can take many forms, and quite often, it's a team effort. For those in recovery, having support often leads to a better outcome. And for those supporting people in recovery, they celebrate every milestone. Here's to family, friends, loved ones, healthcare providers, and community groups who are essential to helping people find their path to recovery. If you or someone you know is experiencing addiction, visit cdc.gov/stopoverdose to learn more about the various treatment options available.
Nerds. Today's episode is sponsored by NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast. Ready to expand your financial game? NerdWallet can coach you on smart strategies like choosing investments, finding your next credit card, and setting a budget that works for you. Score major points towards your summer vacation by learning expert tips for choosing a high-yield savings account and how to build wealth by investing in index funds. Slide into summer with smarter decisions in 2024. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast on your favorite podcast app. Future you will thank you.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.